But now,
it's the time of the week. If you're in your car listening to this, tap your steering wheel or tap your roof with your hand out the window and just go boom, boom. Tip your horn if you hear this right now.
Power rankings time, MG. What's our power rankings today?
Well, there's been a lot of fantastic buys of 2020, albeit a reduced season. But I've come up tonight with the five to one of the top five buyers of 2020 thus far.
Ooh, I love it. Heading into round nine. Here we go.
Five. Josh Morris, Roosters. It come late. It come controversially, but it's come, and it's added so much professionalism to the Roosters outfit. It's not funny.
Sharkies fans have just gone, oh, geez, that stings.
Right in the guts.
Really stings. All right. Jay Moz at five.
Regan Campbell-Gillard. Career best form, simply. He's doing things at Parramatta that he was doing at Penrith when he played Origin, but he's doing them better now. He's doing them more consistently. And I dare say if there was a Origin team pick tomorrow, he would be in the 17.
Well, we know Freddie likes him.
Mm.
We know Freddie's a fan, and he's recaptured that form. And well, let's see how things – I mean, the Eels are going to be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the year, which will also help his case, given the rescheduled Origin date. So, all right, Regan Campbell-Gillard at four. Three.
Harry Grant.
Harry Grant.
There's something about Harry. just you can just tell that he's – special. We spoke to Josh Reynolds yesterday on the show, who said that watching videos and the like, every time they go out, they review their game that was, every frame of the picture you see Harry Grant in it. And that's a guy who wants it. That's a guy who bleeds it. That's a guy who's just so enthusiastic that it's contagious. The fact that he's leading, coming second in the Dally M votes after giving most a big head start of four games speaks volumes to the kid. This kid's the next hooker for Queensland. He's a superstar in the making.
Might get there this year. The bin chicken, Harry Grant. Technically, he shouldn't be in a list of best buys because he's alone.
He's a trade.
He's a loan. He's a lone player, but that's okay. All right, Harry Grant at three.
Two. Ryan Madison. A lot was spoken about how he did it, how he left the Tigers, and it was frowned upon by a lot, but what you can't frown upon is the fact that he's playing fantastic rugby league, and he's got a real presence on the footy field. He's a big body. He can play adept. He can play 5'8". I think he's an Australian schoolboy, 5'8", coming through the grades. So, if there was an Origin team pick tomorrow, I'm pretty sure he'd be in the 17 on form.
Yeah, he's been a part of the squads previously, so he's knocking on the door. One.
Talking about maybe being in Origin, if there was pick tomorrow, Appy Coruscant. He has been the buy of the year thus far. Penrith's attack has just gotten a lot more potent because of his darts out of dummy half. His defence is granite-like for a guy his size, and he's making Nathan Cleary's job a lot easier. He's taking a lot of pressure off the halves, the young halves of Penrith. He's bringing the big forwards like the Fisher Harrises and Isaiah Yeo's onto the ball beautifully and giving it to them just when they need to be given the ball to. And he's the reason Penrith are where they are. He's been a fantastic buy for Penrith. And as I said at the start of his intro to this power ranking, if the Origin team was picked tomorrow, you've got to say that Damien Cook's got a battle on his hands.
Absolutely. All right, MG's five best buys of 2020 as we head into round nine. Josh Morris, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Harry Grant, Ryan Madison, and the best buy of the year thus far. Not surprised it's a Panthers player. Appy Coruscant going well.
Him or another Penrith player.
This is The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.